Hello, this is John Connell, and I'm here to introduce Book Talk, our mini-podcast in which, each week, an author will talk for a few minutes about one of their books and also recommend something else we should be reading. But we're going to start not with a biographer or a historian or a novelist, but with our greatest living playwright, Tom Stoppard.
I'm a bit sentimental about anniversaries, and as it happens, it's coming up to 60 years since I wrote the little sketch which ultimately turned into a full-length play called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. The play was performed by students at the Edinburgh Festival in 1966. So that was a couple of years gone by. And then it opened at the National Theatre in 1967. It was a fun play to have written, if I can put it like that, because it seemed to lend itself to any interpretation that anybody wished to put upon it, while I myself was insisting that what the play was about two courtiers at Elsinore who didn't know what they'd got themselves into. The interpretation which appealed to me most came from tabloid reporter of the time, who I knew vaguely, and he came up to me and said, "I figured out your play. It's about two reporters on a story that didn't stand up." And I thought that was fair enough, and it also gives me a very good segue into what by that time was, in a way, I could say, after Hamlet, was my favorite play, which was about journalists. It was called The Front Page by Charles MacArthur and Ben Hecht. And of course, it's a very well-known play, and you've probably seen it even as a movie more than once. And this is a play which takes place in a criminal justice building in Chicago. The play was published first in 1928, and I guess it refers to a somewhat earlier time in the Chicago press room. But it appealed to me instantly and deeply because at the time I was an inky provincial reporter, very well used to doing the rounds on the telephone every day, several times a day, calling the police, fire and ambulance offices to see if there were anything, any kind of news story breaking. And the front page opens with the reporters, or one or two of them, in this press room doing a similar sort of round various police stations. I think there are seven of those reporters in this room, and the reason that they're there at the moment is that a murderer is due to be hanged that night. The murderer ends up hidden in a roll-top desk, so you don't need to tell me that there's a strong comedy element in the story. And the murderer, by the way, is a wisp of a man who doesn't seem to be capable of hurting anybody. But the hero of the play, Hildy Johnson, is an absolute hotshot reporter. I guess a sort of idol for Hecht and MacArthur, a projection, because they were a couple of hotshot reporters on one of the Chicago papers in the 1920s. And while I'm about recommending works by Hecht, certainly, I'd also recommend Hecht's memoirs called A Child of the Century. So there I was, 2 years before having the thought or being given the thought of writing about Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, knocked sideways by a play about some Chicago reporters, crime reporters, in the criminal justice building in Chicago in, I suppose, 1924, maybe. And that was a play which has stayed with me as a model, really. Not a plays I want to write myself. I don't mean that kind of model. But my goodness, what an example it is of how to bring something off pretty much perfectly, right to the bitter end, And I say that because one of the best lines of the play is the last line of the play. And as a professional myself, I know that's a pretty good coup to bring off. Thank you for your attention. That's it.